Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. US launches mass expulsion of Haitian migrants from Texas. Senate parliamentarian deals blow to Dems' immigration push. And as leaders reconvene at UN, climate and COVID top the list. It's Monday, September 20. I'm Anthony Davis. The U.S. flew Haitians cramped in a Texas border town back to their homeland on Sunday and tried blocking others from crossing the border from Mexico in a massive show of force that signaled the beginning of what could be one of America's swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants or refugees in decades. More than 320 migrants arrived in Port-au-Prince on three flights, and Haiti said six flights were expected on Tuesday. In all, U.S. authorities moved to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants camped around a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, after crossing from Mexico. The only obvious parallel for such an expulsion without an opportunity to seek asylum was in 1992, when the Coast Guard intercepted Haitian refugees at sea. Similarly, large numbers of Mexicans have been sent home during peak years of immigration, but over land and not so suddenly. Central Americans have also crossed the border in comparable numbers without being subject to mass expulsion, although Mexico has agreed to accept them from the U.S. under pandemic-related authority in effect since March 2020. When the border was closed on Sunday, the migrants initially found other ways to cross nearby until they were confronted by federal and state law enforcement. Mexico said on Sunday it would also begin deporting Haitians to their homeland. A government official said the flights would be from towns near the U.S. border and the border with Guatemala, where the largest group remains. Haitians have been migrating to the U.S. in large numbers from South America for several years, many having left their Caribbean nation after a devastating 2010 earthquake. Some of the migrants at the Del Rio camp said the recent devastating earthquake in Haiti and the assassination of President Moïse made them afraid to return to a country that seems more unstable than when they left. Democrats can't use their $3.5 trillion package bolstering social and climate programs to give millions of immigrants a chance to become citizens, the Senate's parliamentarian said late on Sunday, a crushing blow to what was the party's clearest pathway in years to attaining that long-sought goal. The decision by Elizabeth McDonough, the Senate's non-party interpreter of its often enigmatic rules, is a damaging and disheartening setback for President Joe Biden, congressional Democrats, and their allies in the pro-immigration and progressive communities. It badly damages Democrats' hopes of unilaterally enacting, over Republican opposition, changes letting several categories of immigrants gain permanent residence and possibly citizenship. The unelected parliamentarian decided that the immigration language could not be included in an immense bill that's been shielded from GOP filibusters. Left vulnerable to those bill-killing delays, which require 60 Senate votes to defuse, the immigration provisions have virtually no chance in the 50-50 Senate. McDonough rejected Democratic language that would have opened a doorway to citizenship for young immigrants brought illegally to the country as children, often called dreamers, immigrants with temporary protected status who fled countries stricken by natural disasters or extreme violence, essential workers, and farm workers. Estimates vary because many people can be in more than one category, but the Liberal Center for American Progress has estimated that 6 million people could be helped by the democratic effort. The parliamentarian's ruling is certain to rile progressive Democrats, for whom the inclusion of the immigration provisions in the overall $3.5 trillion bill has been a top priority. With the coronavirus pandemic still raging in many parts of the world, leaders from more than 100 nations are heading to New York this week for the United Nations annual high-level gathering, a COVID-inflected semi-lockdown affair that takes place in one of the pandemic's hardest-hit cities of all. It will be a departure from the last in-person meeting of the General Assembly in 2019, and far different too from last year's all-virtual version. Awaiting them, daunting challenges enough to scare anyone who runs a country, from an escalating climate crisis and severe vaccine inequities to Afghanistan's future under its new Taliban rulers and worsening conflicts in Myanmar and the Tigray region of Ethiopia. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has pointed to many other signs of a more chaotic, insecure, and dangerous world, rising poverty and hunger, technology's advances without guardrails like lethal autonomous weapons, the risks of climate breakdown and nuclear war, and growing inequality, discrimination, and injustice, bringing people into the streets to protest, while conspiracy theories and lies fuel deep divisions within societies. The UN chief keeps repeating that the world is at a pivotal moment and must shift gears to a greener and safer world. But, as is often true with the United Nations, it remains to be seen whether the high-level meetings, which start today and end on September 27, make actual progress. After COVID-19 forced leaders to deliver remote, pre-recorded speeches at last year's meeting, more than 100 heads of state and government and more than 24 ministers decided to come to New York this year despite the pandemic. That reflects the United Nations' unique role as a global town square for all 193 member countries, whether tiny or vast, weak or powerful. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minutes.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.